Last night in the Taraweeh Salah, Surah Kahf was completed, the 16th para, 16 Juz. As we were discussing Surah Kahf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about those young boys and how Allah ta'ala protected them and saved them, saved the Iman. Thereafter, in the same incident, in the same surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the incident of two men, a wealthy businessman, and Allah ta'ala blessed them with great abundance. But the one of them, he only looked towards himself, and he forgot where Allah is the one who had created him, Allah is the one who had bestowed him with all of these favors. And he never attributed anything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he attributed it towards asbab, towards means, which the ulama say, shirk fil asbab, that you regard, even if a person believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he believes that asbab can do, these things can do. But his friend told him, why don't you say, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah, when you enter your garden, attribute everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But anyhow, he was not prepared to do so. And then eventually, in his own life, he saw where Allah ta'ala destroyed his whole empire, completely destroyed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example of this worldly life, like water coming down from the heavens. It mixes up with the plantations and looks very, very beautiful for a few days. But first, Bahashiman, soon it comes into small, small bits and pieces, and the wind is blowing it and throwing it everywhere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all of the wealth which you have got, your children which you have got, they are only the beauties of this worldly life. But that, al-baqiyat al-salihat, the good actions, which they will remain forever and forever, that is far better from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to your thawab and reward, with regards to having hopes for. So put your trust in these things, not trust. But you see, a person should do these things, which will remain forever and forever. Because remember, on the day of Qiyamah, your book of deeds will be placed in your hands. And then a person will see everything which he had done in this world. وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. What's wrong with this book of mine? لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغَيْرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً. It never left any small thing, it never left any big thing. إِلَّا أَحْصُوهَا. But it is counted, enumerated every single thing. Whatever a person has done in this world, he will find it present before himself. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Allah will not make zulam and oppress any single person to the least, but also whatever a person has done in this world, he will definitely see the effects of it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that remember the time when we said to the angels to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam. They all made sajda besides Iblis. He was not prepared to accept. And Allah ta'ala asked us a question, are you taking him and his progeny as your friends and leaving aside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where is there your enemies? What an evil recompense, what an evil badal. Something in place of you are taking, in place of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are taking the shaitan and his children and his progeny as your friends, all other kind of jinnat, etc. Allah ta'ala says, مَا أَشْهَدْتُمْ خَلْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا خَلْقَ أَنفُسِهِمْ. I did not make them present. They did not witness the creation of the heavens and the earth. Neither did they witness the creation of themselves. In here there is refutation of two beliefs which are found in today's time. One is the belief of the Big Bang Theory. Allah Ta'ala said, I did not make them. They were not present there at the time when the heavens and the earth was created. Allah is the one who created it. And Allah is the one who has informed us how Allah Ta'ala created it so perfectly. So they were not present. How can they say what happened in the past? That there's a big bang and this happened. They were not present. Neither one Allah Ta'ala created them also. This is in refutation of evolution. The man came from a monkey and now he continued growing. And eventually he came into a human being. Allah Ta'ala said, they were not present at that time. So how can you have all of these beliefs? These people, there is one, Shaitan. He hates you, he's your enemy, and he's bringing all of these funny beliefs into a person. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the Quran Sharif in so many different ways. Allah has explained to us, and Allah ta'ala has tried to bring us onto the right path. But if people are not prepared to accept, and they've got, then Allah ta'ala eventually places a parda on their hearts. عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَيَفْقَهُ. But eventually they cannot understand. On the ears, Allah ta'ala places a weight, which they cannot hear after the day the truth. And if you even eventually call them towards righteousness also, they will not be prepared to accept because of that hardness which has overcome their heart. Then eventually the end of the 15th para and the beginning of the 16th para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam as a talib ilm, as a student of deen, when he went out to get knowledge from Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, and the amazing incidents which he has seen there. And in this day, lesson for us, there are many, many things which happen in the world, but we cannot understand the hikmat and the wisdom behind it. A great Nabi like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also could not see exactly what was Allah Ta'ala's hikmat and wisdom behind certain actions. So if the great Ambiya alayhi salatu wasalam cannot sometimes fathom, even though their knowledge is the greatest compared to other human beings, but still too, the knowledge compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is not like a drop of water in the ocean, which Musa alayhi salam told Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, my knowledge and your knowledge is like how this bird is taken out of one drop of water from the ocean, is not even equal to so much. So what is our knowledge compared to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this instance? Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, he killed one youngster outwardly. It seemed that he was oppressively done. There was no real benefit in there. He caused harm to one ship. he made a hole in it. And number three, he went to a certain village area, and the people there refused to host them, to look after them. But Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam made ihsan and kindness towards them. One wall was about to fall down, and he stayed in the wall. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, each time he objected, he was not happy. But why was Khidr alayhi salam going, doing the opposite things? It didn't make sense logically. Then after that, when Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam explained to him that the ships, it was some poor people owned it, and there was one king who was taking away all the good ships. So we put a fault in the ship, so that the king won't take it, and the people's whole ship will be saved. A little bit of nuksan and harm they went through, but look at the great benefit they will derive after the whole ship of theirs will be saved. As for the youngster, his parents were believers, true people, but the son, he would have become a kafir, a disbeliever. He would have put his parents into difficulty, maybe they would have lost the iman also. So Allah Ta'ala took away that child, and in place of that, Allah Ta'ala will give them another child, who will be far, far better. And according to some ulama, a girl was born to them, and she eventually became the mother of many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So what a gift Allah Ta'ala had granted to them in place of the child who had passed away. And as for the third one, the place, the wall which was about to fall down, there were some youngsters, orphans who owned that wall, who owned that. There was a treasure under that wall, and their father was a very pious person. He had left it under there. If that wall had fallen down, these people were very stingy. They would have taken it away, and they would have distributed all the treasures amongst themselves. So Allah Ta'ala wanted to protect it for the youngsters. So Allah had given Khidr alayhi salam command to now put the wall straight. So he says, I have not done this of my own accord. وَمَا فَعَلْتُ وَنْأَمْرِي. It was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I had done all of these things. But in here there was a lesson for us, that there are many things in life which we can only see the outward. But the reality is only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't even trust the asbab, the outward means. And the hikmat and the wisdom of Allah ta'ala is far greater than all our understanding. Finally, the last incident mentioned in Surah Kaf is about Zulqarnain, a very wealthy, a very powerful king, and Allah granted him so much of bounties, but he utilized all of these bounties in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he gave da'wah towards Islam, called people towards Islam, those who were oppressing the Muslim people and oppressing the human beings on the surface of that, the tribes of Ya'juj and Ma'juj in that time. He went and he barricaded them behind a wall, and he looked after the people and protected the people. In some ulama say that in the Surah Kaf, Allah Ta'ala mentioned different types of people, and all of them who remained firm on deen. The Ashab al-Kaf, the youngsters, a person in the time of youth, he forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala mentioned about the youngsters, that how these youngsters they turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the incident of that rich man, that businessman, he was a wealthy person, but he utilized his money in the correct avenue, and he tried to explain to his friend also, they don't use your money, don't feel that you are the doer. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only who is the doer. Then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, a talib ilm, a student of deen, how he also was obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The etiquette and the adab of the teacher and the student is mentioned here. And finally, Zulqarnain, the king of the time, he had all the bounties, but how he also utilized all whatever Allah had granted him in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever condition a person has got in life, whatever Allah has bestowed a person, he must utilize it in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the ending of this surah mentions that those people who have got iman and they do good actions, for them is Jannat al-Firdaus, the highest levels of Jannat Allah ta'ala will grant to them, and they will remain there forever and forever, never desiring to leave that place, to leave Jannah. And فَمَنْ كَانِ يَرُجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ, a person who hopes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what must his action be in life? فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, he must do good actions in his life, start preparing and doing good actions. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا, he must not take any partner in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no kind of shirk, even shirk asghar, show for name and fame. A person must never ever do these actions. His actions must be solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Maryam. In here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions his great qudrat, like how in Surah Kaf Allah ta'ala assisted the youngsters against the outward asbab and means. Here also Allah ta'ala shows that I work against means also, and I work without means. Yeah, against means, Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, an elderly person, he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the darkness of the night that his wife is barren, but he wants a child, and the child must continue the efforts of deen which he is doing. Yarithuni wa yarithu min ali Yaqub. وَجَعَلْهُ رَبِّي رَضِيًا, oh Allah Ta'ala, make my son such that you must be pleased with him and he must be pleased with you. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, against normal means, an old person now, his wife was barren, but at an old age, over 90s, Allah Ta'ala gave her a child, and she gave birth to Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam, is born. So Allah Ta'ala mentioned this one incident and the very great qualities which he had within himself, and then the incident of Maryam radiallahu anha is mentioned. What a chaste woman she was. and against without means, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can create where there's no father, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wants to, He can give a child, like how He gave Hazrat Maryam radiallahu anha a child. And the whole incident is mentioned here. Some ulama say that this whole surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is refuting the beliefs of the Christians, that they believe that Isa al-Islam, how could he have been born of without a father? He definitely to be a Khudai God. So Allah Ta'ala says, Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam, also he was born against the outer normal means, but you do not call him a God. And similarly, the other Anbiya alayhi salam, Allah mentions about them, they were also had certain khususiyat and specialities and miracles, but no one regards them as a God and a deity. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain things about Hazrat Maryam radiallahu anha, and the Christians normally say that Isa alayhi salam was born in a stable, but according to the Quran Sharif, she was born at there was a tree trunk, and فَأَجَاهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَىٰ جِدِئِ النَّخْلَةِ a palm date, there was a root there, and that is where she had given birth to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came, eventually he gave her water and assisted her, and she goes back to the people and she's frightened now because she was a chaste woman. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes Isa alayhi salatu wasalam speak with a small baby to look after the chastity of Hazrat Maryam radiallahu anha. And as we had mentioned before, that in the Quran Sharif a few places, and in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's whole system, miraculous system is shown, where a woman who tried to remain chaste, how Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance comes to her. That example, as in Maryam radiallahu anha, she wanted to be chaste, people started accusing her, and how Allah's assistance comes. Even in today's time, there are examples of people where they were accused, and people made torment against them, and then by means of dreams, etc., Allah Ta'ala freed that person, and Allah Ta'ala showed the other people they are liars, and they had spoken evil about those people. So this is Allah Ta'ala loves the quality of chastity within people, and those who try to look after themselves and protect themselves, they are the divine help of Allah Ta'ala is with such people. Anyhow, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam spoke, and he cleared his mother, and he mentioned that he gave the dawah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time he told the people, Inni Abdullah, I am the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While as a small baby, the first thing he told them, and he said, Allah has given me the kitab, Allah has made me a Nabi, or He will make me a Nabi, and He will make me blessed wherever I may be. And Allah has commanded me to perform salat and zakat, and to give zakat as long as I am alive, and to be kind and obedient to my mother. And Allah Ta'ala has not made me a oppressor, a tyrant, etc. So all of this here, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam shows that he is also a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, a human being. The incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned, where he gave dawah towards his father, and with great love and compassion, Ya Abati, O my beloved father, O my beloved father, why are you worshipping these things? They cannot benefit you, they cannot harm you. But anyhow, his father was not prepared to accept, and his father was very harsh towards him. So eventually Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he told his father, I am leaving you people now. وَأَعْتَزِلُكُمْ مَمَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَأَدْعُوا رَبِّي, I will call my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever you people worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am leaving you people. So anyhow, فَلَمَّا أَعْتَزَلَهُمْ مَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, when Ibrahim alayhi salam left them, and whatever they were worshipping besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah said, we granted him Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam and Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. What a gift. وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا نَبِيًّا, and every one of them we had made a Nabi. Ulama say here that when a person leaves something for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at Ibrahim alayhi salam, he left his father, his parents, the whole environment where he was staying in, because they were disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping those besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he left that for Allah's pleasure, then Allah Ta'ala in place of that gave him a family of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. He left idol worshipping forefathers, in place of that Allah Ta'ala gave him Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So Imam Razi rahmatullahi alayhi writes here that ma khasira ala Allah ahadun, that no one will ever lose out in his transaction with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person deals with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in every way Allah Ta'ala will definitely benefit a person. He might go through some trials and difficulties in life, but then eventually Allah will bestow a person. Man taraka shay'an lillahi awadahu Allahu khayran minhu, a person who leaves out anything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will definitely give him something better in place. And in some hadith is mentioned there, either Allah will give him, if it was a haram thing which he left out for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will give him the same haram thing in a halal way, or Allah Ta'ala will grant him something far better than that which he had left out for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in life we will come through many examinations, but if a person abstains for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah will bestow a person, how Allah Ta'ala will grant a person, like how Allah Ta'ala granted Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and following the footsteps of these Anbiya alayhi salam. But unfortunately there was people who came after the Anbiya alayhi salam, adha'u salat, they destroyed their salah. And when a person destroys his salah, then automatically wattaba'u shahawat, he starts following his desires now. All the evil desires within a person, he starts following. فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا, soon he will meet the غَيِّك, one meaning is a pit in the fire of Jahannam. except the person who makes Tawbah, who has Iman, he does good actions, then even if a person, no matter what level he has reached, he has destroyed his Salah also, but he makes Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter him into Jannah, and he won't be oppressed in the least. But so anyhow, to look after a person's Salah, what's the meaning of destroying of Salah? One is a person not performing his Salah at all, one is a person is performing his Salah, but he's reading it so fast that there is no concentration, devotion, the postures are not even done correctly, or a person is delaying the Salah from its time, supposed to be reading it in its time, but he delays it right till the last time, many times he makes it qada. So in all of these are included, the ulama, right here, idu'at al-salah, destruction of a person's salah. After the ending also of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that those who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّى. Allah ta'ala makes it such that the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala automatically loves that person without outward means. Allah ta'ala puts it in the hearts of people, that they start loving those people, and this we find amongst the awliya Allah, the pious people. People, they start loving them. There's no, because of money, no position, no status, etc. Allah ta'ala tells Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam tells the angels, and the angels tell, makes an announcement in the heaven, in the earth, and then the people automatically start loving the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this basis is very, very strong, because it is coming from the angels, the nida and the call is from the angels. So the love which people have got in their heart is true love for the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, other people have got love in this world. It is normally based on physical things, outward things. The basis is very weak. So a person loves a person today, tomorrow he hasn't got that status, he hasn't got that money, he hasn't got that power. Then people, they start hating that person, and they completely change their attitude towards that person. So this is one great bounty which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants to his pious and his true servants. The next surah is Surah Taha. In this surah, some ulama say another name of the surah is Surah Al-Kalim. The story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him wahi and revelation. And Allah ta'ala said that three things, إِنَّنِي أَنَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَّهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعَبُدْنِي, that I am the one Allah, there is none worthy of worship besides me, so worship me. And وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي, establish salah, perform your salah, perfect your salah for my remembrance. And the third thing is, إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ, Qiyamah is coming very soon. And so a person must start preparing for it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Musa alayhi salam the miracle of the stick. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam used that the miracle of his against Fir'aun and his people. Allah ta'ala sent him with all guidelines. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before leaving. And his brother, he asked for help and assistance. Harun alayhi salatu wasalam was given nabuwat also to help and assist Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And he had to go against the tyrant of that time. Ulama say that maybe the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned over and over in the Quran Sharif, because in every era there will be Fir'aun, there will be oppressive people who will try to prevent the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala flourishing in the world. And there will be a Musa in every zamana, people will stand up in our time, what we call the Mujaddideen, those who will stand up against the tyrants of the time, and they will make sure that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remains alive in the correct way, and they will promote the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and finally they will get khalwa, they will get dominance, Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance will come to them. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes to Fir'aun, one single person or two people, and they've got no army, they've got nothing at all, but they've got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on their side, because Allah Ta'ala told them that go you and your brother, and wala taniya fi dhikri, and do not become lax in my dhikr, continue remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because innani ma'akuma, I am with you people, asma'u wa ara, I am hearing and I am watching. So Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance is with you. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes to his people, to Fir'aun, with the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not prepared to accept. Eventually all the magicians are brought against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But when they see the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they also are forced to accept. Like in today's time also, the tyrants in America and all of these countries, they are trying to destroy the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all the propaganda. But when the sign of Allah ta'ala, the Quran Sharif, comes apparent to the people, those same people who are against the Muslims, those who are claiming women's rights, the women who are becoming feminist, they themselves are coming to Islam in droves and droves. Like how these magicians, they all of them accepted Islam. Fir'aun said, I will kill you people. They said, فَقْضِي مَا أَنْتَقَاذ, do whatever you want to do. إِنَّمَا تَقْضِي هَذِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, only in this worldly life, you can do whatever you want to. But we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person doesn't believe in Allah ta'ala, for him is the fire of Jahannam. لا يموت فيها ولا يحيى, he won't die in there, he won't live in there. What a severe punishment it is. But we got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we want Jannah, we are preparing for that. And Ya'u Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah ta'ala told him he must leave, and he and his whole nation were saved. But unfortunately the Bani Israel amongst them, and Musa alayhi salatu wa salam went to fetch the Torah, the incident is mentioned in detail here, how eventually they started worshipping the calf, and they went into the calf worship, whereas they were supposed to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And eventually Musa alayhi salatu wa salam comes back, they make Tawbah, and many of them are punished. They also make tawbah, but the punishment for them is they must be killed. Those people who had unfortunately gone into the idol worship, after seeing all Allah Ta'ala's bounties and kindness, how could they have gone to such an evil action of believing in anyone besides Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? And that is a punishment actually in our Shariat also. If a person, he leaves, he becomes a murtad, then that person must be killed. Obviously, if a person makes tawbah in our ummah, then his tawbah will be accepted. Finally, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions the incident of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. As human beings by nature, they will forget. Adam alayhi salatu wa salam made an error, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala eventually accepted his tawbah. But Allah Ta'ala, when he sent him in the world, he said to him that your enemy, Shaitan, will be your enemy. Ba'adhukum li ba'adhin adu. But when hidayat will come from my side, I'm going to send out wahi and revelation. A person who follows my hidayat, fala yubillu wala yashqa, he will not become misguided, and he won't be bedbugged, wretched in this world. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. But a person who turns away from my dhikr, my remembrance, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دُنْكَ. For him is a very straitened and tightened sustenance in this world. The difficulty for him in this world also, he won't have contentment in his life. He won't have ishminan in the heart. He lives in this world, but he is turned away from the obedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So he will always be parashan and in worries. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَعْمَى. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will make the person resurrect him blind. He will say, oh Allah, in the world I could see, why am I blind now? Allah Ta'ala said, no, in the world you are blind. Spiritually you are blind. So today you have woken up, you have been resurrected now, but you are completely blind. As a person lived in this world, that is how a person will wake up on the day of Qiyamah. And here Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions in the last page, again, do not, one reason why a person goes towards kufr and towards disbelief is when a person stretches his eyes towards the things which Allah Ta'ala has given the kufar and the disbelievers, which was just a zaharat al-hayat al-dunya, beauties of this worldly life, linaftinahum fi. Allah Ta'ala wanted to test people in this world. But wa rizqu rabbika khayru wa abqa. The sustenance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is far better, and it will remain forever and forever. And when created of this great sustenance is salah. So wa amuraha laka bi salati wa stabir alayha. Command your family people towards salah, and you yourself remain steadfast upon it. Create an environment of salah in the home. La nas'aluka rizqa, we are not asking you for your rozi and sustenance. Nahnu narzuquk, the only person is sustenance that prevents him from salah. Allah said, we are the one who will sustain you, will look after you. Wal aqibatu lit taqwa, if you got taqwa and piety within yourselves, the best result, the final result is for that person. Allah will bless that person. Allah will grant the person the best of dunya also. In dunya, maybe he doesn't have much wealth, but contentment of heart, peace of mind, and happy with the decision of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And in the year after, definitely what Allah has kept for a person is far far greater. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give us true understanding and give us the tawfiq and ability to remain steadfast in our deen, to hold firm to the ayat and the signs of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, which in today's time is our Quran Sharif, the book of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us true understanding.